Good morning, everybody. A very, very warm welcome to Reverend Professor Nick Goulding, who is going to be taking our baptism service today.
Heavenly God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you gave your faithful people new life in the water of baptism. Guide and strengthen us by the same Spirit that we who are born again may serve you in faith and love, and grow into the full stature of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with holy angels." This is the gospel of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray your word would take root in our hearts, blossom forth in our understanding, and bear fruit in our lives. Amen. Many years ago, I had to take a short flight in central USA from Detroit to Kalamazoo, and it was a morning very much like this one. Clear, sunny, blue skies. The air was crystal clear. And as we flew along, below us, there was a road. And from 20,000 feet, you could see the road winding round through the mountain pass and then round and down towards the valley and the lake. And there was one car on the road, traveling along that road, and from my vantage point I could see exactly where it was headed, what it had to do on the journey. But for the driver below, they could only see to the first bend, next bend in the road. I think that that is a perfect illustration of the life of a Christian. We are taking the steps on our journey along the road of life, and we can only see to the next bend. But God, the God who cares for us, can see and mapped out the whole journey of our lives. And the great Christian writer John Bunyan was one of many who saw the Christian life as a journey, where faith is essential, because while on earth we can only see to the next bend or the next brow of the hill. God, who is beyond time and space and can see the entire journey, the entire road ahead, every obstacle, every mountain path that needs to be climbed, every straight dual carriageway that gives us a real boost. And most of all, he can see our destination and the reason and purpose of the journey we're on. So steps are very important, and many of us have made many steps on our journey of life. But for Tilly this morning, this is the first step on her journey of faith, the most expensive first step ever made was probably taken by Neil Armstrong from the ladder of Apollo 11. One small step for man and a giant leap for mankind. Well, Tilly, this morning, this is one small step for you along the path of life, along the path of faith. And Nick and Leanne and Kelly and Rich, this is a time where you begin and commit to helping Tilly with those steps of faith. Now Jesus too, when he spoke those words, he was on a journey. It was a journey which was not going to be pleasant. He knew that. He knew his journey to the cross was going to be tough. But he knew he had to take it, because it was the only way that we men and women could be saved from the sin that separated us from our Creator, from the sinless God who made us and wants us to live lives which are glorifying to Him. We should all remember Jesus' teaching as read in the Gospel about what the cost of following Jesus is all about, following His steps. If anyone wants to come after me, let them deny self, take up their cross daily, and follow me. So then what happens to us when that journey of life gets tough, as I'm sure it will be for you, for Nick and Leanne, for Tilly, for all of us from time to time? Now, many years ago, there used to be very popular coffee mugs, wall hangings, bookmarks with these words on it. You probably remember them. One night, I had a dream. I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the skies flashed scenes from my life. In each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. And to my surprise, I noticed that many times along the path, there was only one set of footprints. And I noticed it was at the lowest and saddest times of my life. And I asked the Lord, "Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why you left me when I needed you most." And the Lord said, "My precious child, I never left you during your time of trial. Where you see only one set of footprints, I was carrying you." So the journey of faith is an adventure where we can rely in our faith in Jesus to carry us when we are at the worst possible time. So he is with us every step of the way. Not like, do you remember a song by Bette Midler many years ago, "God is Watching Us"? I won't sing it. You won't enjoy it if I sing it. But it says, "God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance." And that was the title of the song, "From a Distance." But that's not true in the Christian life. God is not watching us from a distance. God is with us every step of the way if we put our faith and trust in Him. And we can do that right now. Soon, Nick and Leanne and Kelly and Rich will be making promises on Tilly's behalf to help her as she makes those first steps of faith alongside Christ. But those are words that we can all say. We can all repeat, if we said them at another time in our baptism or confirmation, "Jesus, I want to follow you. I want you to be with me every step of the way on my journey." Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now may the Father of many resting places grant you rest. The Christ who gives the living water grant you calm. The Spirit who fills all things grant you peace. God's light be your light. God's love be your love. God's way be your way. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today, every day, and always. Amen. Go in the light and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.